So I got two special guests with me on the line, Coach Ryan McIntyre and Captain and Senior Ian Thorpe from the Two Harbors track and field team are down in Albertville at the Albertville St. Michael's High School right now, midstream of their track meet. And thank you so much, you guys, for being here this morning with listeners at KTWH.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so probably many people know, but maybe not all, that the track and field team has had a really good year, and there's a bunch of you down there right now. Seeing where you stand with the rest of the state having performed really well with the sections meet. Ian, why don't you just, can you talk a little bit first about, I know you had your one of your big races yesterday, the longest event in track and field is the 3200, and you qualified for it and then ran it yesterday. How did it go?
Well, yesterday it was a pretty hot day. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not very used to that up on the North Shore with these 80-degree temps.
Yep.
But I couldn't have asked for a better race and a better experience down at State. It was quite a fun race. Got out pretty good. Positioned myself pretty well.
Yep. Just kind in the middle of the pack or what? How did you do it?
So I was about like 8th or 7th, I guess, around the mile marker, and then coming through two more laps, I was in like 7th or 8th still. And then that last 200, my my mouth started to get pretty dry, and I was getting pretty hot. So
yeah.
Then I started dropping, but I still held a good pace and got a big PR. So I was happy with that.
Fantastic. Yeah, I can't help but think our athletes are a little bit disadvantaged when the heat comes on, since we've been running by the lake all spring. But I'm sure you guys will totally rise to the challenge. And tell us a little bit about what else happened yesterday.
Well, I mean, yesterday it was just, I mean, it's really cool seeing everybody else out there that I kind of recognize and see who I raced against before. And then, I don't know, I got to talk to a few of the other teams out there and see how they were doing, and kind of got their game plan, and we kind of all had the same goals, just to kind of finish that race through this heat and hopefully get a big PR. And I think most of those people in that race got a huge PR, and I don't know, it was just really fun and good experience out there. So
yeah. Coach Mac, what do you have to say about what you're seeing in the team this year?
It's just been an incredible season, you know, all season long. You know, just a steady improvement. Started out strong, and everybody's kept getting better and better, you know, all season long. And, you know, got a nice group down here at State right now, and a lot of different events. And yesterday went really well, and hopefully have another good day today. So.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you – it seems like – you know, there's a lot of natural talent in your team this year, and a lot of just grit and overcoming adversity kind of skills. What is it that makes a team come together in track and field, since all the events are individual? I mean, Ian, you sound like there's just a lot of camaraderie. Do you think it's different than a team that is like a team sport, or what do you see are similarities and what do you see are differences?
Well, I know, like, as a team sport, I mean, you're all working together and just trying to push each other at practices and stuff like that. And then I think when you get to those meets, it's a different atmosphere, and you got everybody out there. They're not all on their own. They're all out there to push each other in that race, just to give some, I guess, like, good advice. I don't know. It's just, it's one big team when you get out onto that field. Nobody's button heads. You're all out there for the same reason. And it's just like a really good atmosphere around there. Everyone's just super nice. You're getting compliments left and right. And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like, I guess, a therapy out there on the track too. Even though you're nervous and stuff like that, you get out there and you feel comfortable and at home with those other guys out there.
Well, and maybe it's therapy in the deepest sense of the word, and that it's incredibly growthful to, you know, have something big looming and then to accomplish it. I mean, that's one of the healthiest things there is out there, to to grow. And so tell us a little bit about today. Is it also hot today? Less hot, more hot? Did you guys get good sleeps? Are you eating healthily? How is the stay down in the South going?
It's been going pretty good. Like Ian already mentioned, it was pretty warm yesterday. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer today, probably mid-80s, and a bit more humid. That might change things as well with the humidity.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay hydrated as much as we can, eating well. You know, hopefully everybody got some sleep last night.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of fans watching you. I think a lot of people coming down, but also a lot of people watching those videos. Share how people can watch, because anyone can watch this stuff. You've been really great about providing access via these Facebook videos.
Yeah, get on there what I can. Sometimes the video might be a little bit too long for Facebook, but I can try and get them on YouTube and then get them on later. There is a streaming provided by the high school league that you have to pay for. I don't have the link in front of me as far as what that could be. I can put that on the Facebook page as well, though. I think they do have, like, announcers announcing the races and stuff, too, for that. Otherwise, there are live results. I usually put the link for the live results. You can see the times pop up as they come in through results.wayzetatiming.com. You can find Class A on there for the results as they pop up.
Great.
Yeah, actually, we should have a busy day today, though, with a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, right. So, and we have three girls relays in the finals, the 4x2, the 4x4, and the 4x8.
Yep.
Tell us what to watch for, Ryan.
Well, we start off the day with the 4x800 with the girls. And you know, there's two heats, so we're in the second heat, which is the faster heat of the two. You know, that's Jocelyn, Carly, Lamar, and Grace. And they've been running great all year. And it should be competitive, though. It's, when you get down here to state, all of a sudden we're not the top dog. We're not the ones always out in front, you know. So
right.
A lot of teams just like us right there, you know. And so it should be just like yesterday. It pushed our kids a lot to better times. And hopefully we see that again with the 4x8 right off the bat. That should be a fun race to watch, though. Like I said, all those girls are so good. That one.
Yep.
You know, the
yep.
other relay is the 4x200, which is Delaney, Carly, Jenna, and Trinity. You know, they got pushed like they've never been pushed before this season. Yesterday, they ran their best time of the year, which is also a new school record time. You know, hopefully we have another good race today, get some good handoffs. They had a couple that could use a little work from yesterday, but they still ran great, you know.
Yeah.
That should be another really fun race to watch. Some really good teams, pretty close together. You know, ended the night yesterday with the girls 4x4. Which is Jenna, Lamar, Grace, and Trinity. They ran outstanding. Again, another season best time, which bettered their school record by about 4 seconds at a 4:02.
Yeah.
And again, another case of going most of the season without much competition, and all of a sudden they're right in the pack with a bunch of other really fast teams, and they really got pushed. That was fun to watch. You know, Trinity finished on the anchor leg with like a 56-second split, which was crazy.
Yeah.
That should be a really fun final to watch, too. You know, there's a lot of other stuff going on for the girls. Charlie Holm is in the triple jump today. Lamar, obviously running in the 1600. The 400 final, we have Trinity and Grace. They both qualified for the 400. On the boys' side, Tate Nelson will be long jumping right away at the beginning of the meet. Then he has the 100-meter dash final. He's the top seed in the 100. Later on, he has the 200-meter dash final, and he's the top seed in that one, too. And he just broke the school record yesterday, so in the prelims. So.
And then Ian is running the 1600,
Ian,
right? Ian, tell us what are you going to do today?
Well, I mean, today I got to go out there and be confident with it because, I mean, last year it was all just the experience of it and getting to see what state's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But this year it's really that competitive part now. I get out there, I run hard. I got to give it my all. It's senior year. I'm hopefully trying to get that medal position, top nine, get medals. So we'll see what I can do. Hopefully get that school record and Yeah, we'll see how today goes and what everything brings. I'm excited, though.
Yeah, I just hope you guys have a big bucket of ice water to pour over your heads after. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, we got some coolers with some ice and some rags and stuff they can dip in there and all that. So.
Good. Well, good luck to you, the whole team. I know there's so many people rooting for you and just having a lot of fun with it. You know, whatever the numbers turn out as the outcome, it's just amazing to see you come together as a team like this with such excellence and also such amazing character. So thank you. And thanks for coming on for the radio. Super fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck today. We'll see you down there. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Thanks.
That was Coach Ryan McIntyre and Senior and Captain Ian Thorpe of the Two Harbors Track and Field Team.